Shalom. I am Jeff Mills, and you are listening to the weekly Shabbat teaching of Congregation Beit HaEmet, brought to you by HaEmet Ministries, where we encourage you to rethink, relearn, and return to the pure word and way of our Elohim. For more teachings, resources, and information about HaEmet Ministries, please visit our website at www.haemet.org. That's www.haemet.org. Blessings, and may our Abba continue to guide you and lead you into all truth. Shabbat Shalom. How many people really understand what their purpose is as believers? Many people are hard-pressed to give an answer. If you have committed your life to someone and to something, then shouldn't you understand and know why? There has to be a point, and there has to be a reason. Why do those who believe and trust in Yahweh do what they do? Why do you do what you do? Now, why do His people keep Shabbat and the appointed times? Why do they stay away from unclean foods? And why hold themselves to a standard? If there is no purpose, then what are we doing? Yahweh calls us out for a reason. What is it? How do you define your purpose? If we don't understand our purpose, then how can we know if we are pleasing Him? And how do we know what we are supposed to be working towards? If we just live our lives according to His word, is that enough? Is there more? Do we know? Do we understand? Jeremiah 11 and verse 3. Jeremiah 11 and verse 3. And you shall say to them, thus said Yahweh Elohim of Israel, cursed is the man who does not obey the words of this covenant, which I commanded your fathers in the day when I brought them out of the land of Egypt, from the iron furnace, saying, obey my voice, and you shall do according to all that I command you. And you shall be my people, and I be your Elohim, in order to establish the oath which I have sworn to your fathers, to give them a land flowing with milk and honey, as it is this day. And I answered and said, Amen, Yahweh. Everything that Yahweh does is with purpose. He has a plan. And if He has purpose, then we should have purpose. What is our purpose? What is our goal? What is our aim? Where are we headed? Shouldn't we know? Shouldn't there be a reason for everything we do? There are people who are not even believers who live their lives with purpose. You know, there are people who have devoted their entire lives to an ideal, a cause, for something bigger than themselves, for a purpose. And some have even given their lives for their purpose. 1 Corinthians 9, verse 24. Do you not know that those who run in a race indeed all run, but one receives the prize? Run in such a way as to obtain it. And everyone who competes controls himself in every way. Now they do it to receive a corruptible crown, but we for an incorruptible crown. Therefore I run accordingly, not with uncertainty. Thus I fight, not as one who beats the air, but I treat my body severely and make it my slave, so that when I have proclaimed to others, I myself might be rejected. This whole passage speaks to purpose and devoting and committing yourself to a purpose. You know, we are in a race. There's a limited amount of time we have on this earth and in these physical bodies that we inhabit. And we are playing for everything. This race we're in is a serious competition. And we're not competing against anyone else. We're competing against our own selves. Because we have to overcome. We have to overcome our flesh and our weaknesses. And if we don't have purpose, then we won't give it our all. We won't give it our best effort. This is not an easy walk. And there are days when we're discouraged and days when we think we can't make it. But we have to have purpose so we overcome those times in our life. Because we can make it. But we have to commit ourselves and be all in. Living with purpose is not half-hearted, and it is not an attempt. It is not settling for less than your best. Doesn't our Abba deserve the best that we have to give? How are we going to explain to him when we stand before him to give account of ourselves? How are we going to explain that we did anything less than our very best and that we ran the race with everything that's in us? That we understood purpose and committed ourselves to it? You know, this is an all-out, give it your very best, die trying effort. Why did Yahweh have to warn Israel not to bring offerings to him that were less than perfect? Can we say to our Elohim, oh, that's good enough? Now, do you really think he is going to accept that? If you do, you're not alone. There is a huge group of people out there in the world who have bought into that same mindset. And they think that what they are doing is good enough. That Yahweh just has to accept what they're doing because that's their best effort. How can we even think that anything less than our all is acceptable to him? He sent his son, and his son died for us. Our Messiah tore the veil and provided access to the set-apart place so that we can enter in. Was what he did just good enough? Was that just the best that he could do? Was that half-hearted or less than his best? Titus 3 and verse 8. Titus 3 and verse 8. Trustworthy is the word. And in this regard, I wish you to strongly affirm that those who have believed in Elohim should keep their minds on maintaining good works. This is good and profitable to men. Are works important? Yes. Yes, they are. Are works enough? No. No, they are not. Our purpose is not just to do works. Works are a sign that we are living Yahweh's way of life. Our works speak of who we are and who we serve. And they are an outward manifestation of what is taking place inside of us. That Yah's Spirit is working in us. And works are not our purpose, but an outward sign. Colossians 2, verse 20. Colossians 2, verse 20. If then you died with Messiah from the elementary matters of the world, why, as though living in the world, do you subject yourselves to regulations? Do not touch, do not taste, do not handle, which are all to perish with use, according to the commands and teachings of men. These indeed have an appearance of wisdom in self-imposed worship, humiliation and harsh treatment of the body, of no value at all, only for satisfaction of the flesh. Living with purpose is beyond this flesh. The flesh seeks to please and to satisfy the flesh. But we are called to so much more. We are called to a purpose that He ordained for us. A purpose that He had in place before He even began to create, and before He even placed man on this earth. How do we answer those who ask why we follow and believe in the Elohim of Avraham, Yitzhak, and Yaakov? We have to know our purpose. We need to know our purpose because we should be ready to explain our purpose to those who
ask. Do we just live this way of life because we just fell into it and it was something to do? Do we live this way just because we want to be different? 1 Peter 3, verse 12. 1 Peter 3, verse 12. Because the eyes of Yahweh are on the righteous, and his ears are open to their prayers. But the face of Yahweh is against those who do evil. And who is the one doing evil to you if you become imitators of the good? But even if you suffer for righteousness' sake, you are blessed. And do not fear their threats, neither be troubled. But set apart Yahweh Elohim in your hearts, and always be ready to give an answer to everyone asking you a reason concerning the expectation that is in you, with meekness and fear, having a good conscience, so that when they speak against you as doers of evil, those who falsely accuse your good behavior in Messiah shall be ashamed. Some people's purpose is just to harm others and to do bad things. But as the people of Yahweh, we are called to a high calling and a great purpose. And we have to recognize that and accept it and commit ourselves to it. And not let anything stand in the way of our purpose. It is our purpose that gives us direction and keeps us rooted. It keeps us focused and on the path. Our purpose gives us something to aim for and a goal to work towards. You know, we know how carefully Abba created and put things into place in this creation. And we look at all the things he put in place and see how they work together in a harmony. And the earth produces everything that mankind needs to survive. He created a place for us to grow and to thrive. He took care of those things so that we could find our purpose. He created everything we know and gave each thing its own purpose and reason for being. And he created a place where we could fulfill our purpose and our calling. Would he just throw us out into this creation without giving us a purpose? Would he put us here just to exist, just to be? You know, all of us at some point in our life stop and think about why we're here and what it means. And until I found my Abba, I was just wandering through life, trying to sort it out. And in the meantime, being caught up in the pursuits of this world and pacifying myself with things and spending my time on the hamster wheel, thinking I was working towards being successful and trying to have things. when Yah's purpose is so much bigger than that. Ecclesiastes 12, verse 13. Ecclesiastes 12, verse 13. Let us hear the conclusion of the entire matter. Fear Elohim and guard his commands. For this applies to all mankind. For Elohim shall bring every work into right ruling, including all that is hidden, whether good or whether evil. Yeah, we need to stop and think about what it's going to be like to stand before him and give account of what we have done. And he will bring every work into his judgment. He will look at the intent. Everything that we do should have purpose and be working towards and a part of the greater purpose we are called to. You know, we all have a sense in us and a need in us to be a part of something. And that something that we need to be a part of is a greater purpose, something that is bigger than we are. It takes our mind off of ourselves. He is the one that defines our purpose. And he defines our reason for being. We were each created and placed where we are for this time and this place and for his purpose. Our lives do not just happen. And when we go out there and pursue what we want, we're not really seeking his purpose in our lives, are we? We're not really looking to find what he wants us to do. And really, for many people, the thought of doing that, of giving up whatever they have to seek his purpose in their lives, is a frightening thing. Because people don't want to let go. They don't want to turn loose of what they have. But there's a happiness and a joy and a peace that comes from pursuing his purpose in your life like nothing you've ever experienced. No possessions, nothing you can get for yourself can compare with what it feels like to find your purpose in him and pursue it. And let that be the driving force in your life. You know, many people think that, you know, they are just where they are because that's what has been ordained for them by some power or some force somewhere. You know, people say they're just victims of fate. Well, we are not just victims of fate. And we are not just helplessly driven along. You know, we have choices. And we are not just to be tossed about. We have purpose. And if we don't know what our purpose is, then we better seek it and find it. And we better not be wasting any time about it. Because none of us really knows how much time we have left here, do we? We don't know from day to day how much time we have. How long of a life Abba is going to bless us with. And we need to be about his business. And stop wasting our time on foolish things and cares and pursuits of this world. How much time do we waste on a daily basis on things that don't matter? Things we get caught up in, things that eat up our time, our resources. Is anything more important than seeking the kingdom? And if we can't answer no to that, then there's a problem somewhere. Micah 6, verse 6. Micah 6, verse 6. With what shall I come before Yahweh? Bow myself before the high Elohim. Shall I come before him with burnt offerings, with calves a year old? Is Yahweh pleased with thousands of rams or 10,000 rivers of oil? Shall I give my firstborn for my transgression, the fruit of my body for the sin of my being? He has declared to you, O man, what is good. And what does Yahweh require of you but to do right and to love kindness and to walk humbly with your Elohim? If only we could just focus in on those things. To walk humbly with our Elohim. How can we walk with him? Is that possible? Could that be what we were created for? These are the things that really matter. And this is the place he wants us to come to. To realize the futility of all of those things out there that we involve ourselves with and blow up to such levels of importance that many of them even become idols in our lives. Isn't it sad to think that we would allow some possession or some material thing of this world keep us out of Yah's kingdom? I go back and think about being set apart over and over. It is an important thing for us to realize and an important thing for us to think about and incorporate into our life. Being set apart to him has to be a way of life. It's not something we just put on and off when we want to. It's how we live all of the time, being set apart to him. It's what keeps you from doing things you're not supposed to do, even when nobody's around. Because we know that if we're not living his way of life, it is separating us from him. In Leviticus 11, he tells us what he wants from us. And he gives us a purpose. Because in Leviticus 11, he gives us a long list of all of these things that will make us unclean and the things that will cause us to become defiled And they are all things that we are not to feed on. And it's not just about food. It's a spiritual principle that he is symbolizing for us in a physical way, in a way that we can understand and grab hold of. Leviticus 11, verse 44. Leviticus 11, verse 44. For I am Yahweh your Elohim, and you shall set yourselves apart, and you shall be set apart, for I am set apart. And do not defile yourselves with any creeping creature that creeps on the earth. For I am Yahweh who is bringing you up out of the land of Egypt to be your Elohim. And you shall be set apart, for I am set apart. So there it is. Our purpose is to be set apart. Our purpose is to become like him. Our purpose is to leave this flesh behind and go on to a life of righteousness. All of the commands that he gave us will be fulfilled when we truly become like him. All of the things that he has promised us will be fulfilled when we become like him. Our purpose is to overcome the pulls of this world, to overcome the weakness of our flesh, to set ourselves to be set apart as he is set apart. And we can't do that feeding on things that are unclean and coming into contact with things that defile us. Isaiah 52, verse 10. Isaiah 52, verse 10. Yahweh shall lay bare his set-apart arm in the eyes of all the nations, and all the ends of the earth shall see the deliverance of our Elohim. Turn aside, come out from there, touch not the unclean. Come out of her midst, be clean, you who bear the vessels of Yahweh. Come out of her midst and be clean. That is a purpose, isn't it? That is something to make a life goal, something to set yourself on, something to focus on. You shall be set apart, and I am set apart. That is what he calls us to. And that is the purpose that he has given us. And if we truly want to be where he is, then we will be set apart as he is. Nothing that is unclean or defiles or that is not set apart will be in his kingdom. Our Messiah showed us the way. While he was here, he showed us how to live a set-apart life. Along with giving himself for us, he left his example for us to follow. And he showed us that it can be done. He proved it. He died and he was raised. And even now is at the right hand of the Father. He told us to be of good cheer, to not lose hope, to find purpose because he has overcome the world. And we can too if we live our lives according to his purpose. Ephesians 1, verse 3. Ephesians 1, verse 3. Blessed be the Elohim and Father of our Master Yehoshua Messiah, who has blessed us with every spiritual blessing in the heavenlies in Messiah, even as he chose us in him before the foundation of the world, that we should be set apart and blameless before him in love, having previously ordained us to adoption as sons through Yehoshua Messiah to himself, according to the good pleasure of his desire, to the praise of the esteem of his favor with which he favored us in the Beloved, in whom we have redemption through his blood, the forgiveness of trespasses, according to the riches of his favor, which he has lavished on us in all wisdom and insight, having made known to us the secret of his desire, according to his good pleasure which he purposed in him, to administer at the completion of time, to gather together in one, all in Messiah, both which are in the heavens and which are on earth in him, in whom also we did obtain an inheritance, being previously ordained according to the purpose of him, working all matters according to the counsel of his desire, for us to be the praise of his esteem, those having first trusted in Messiah, in whom you also, having heard the word of the truth, the good news of your deliverance, in whom also, having believed, you were sealed with the set-apart Spirit of promise, who is the pledge of our inheritance, until the redemption of the purchased possession to the praise of his esteem. Abba has purpose. He sent Yeshua because of his purpose. And Yeshua knew the purpose. And he not only sought his purpose, he fulfilled his purpose and went on to an even greater purpose. And we will too. And we were also called for a purpose. And we must live our lives with purpose and for a purpose. And that purpose is to be like him. We cannot be where he is otherwise. And we cannot take our place in the kingdom otherwise. We must live with purpose and understand what that purpose is. We can't just put our lives on autopilot and somehow hope we're going to find our way into his kingdom. We have to recognize why we are here and commit ourselves to a greater purpose. Psalm 40, verse 1. Psalm 40, verse 1. I waited for Yahweh, and he inclined to me and heard my cry. And he drew me out of the pit of destruction, out of the muddy clay. and he set my feet upon a rock. He is establishing my steps. Then he put a new song in my mouth, praise to our Elohim. Many do see it in fear and trust in Yahweh. Blessed is that man who has made Yahweh his trust and has not turned to the proud and those turning aside to falsehood. O Yahweh, my Elohim, many are the wonders which you have done and your purposes toward us. There is no one to compare with you. I declare and speak, they are too many to be numbered. You see the meaning of this here in the first couple of verses. He drew me out of the pit of destruction, out of the muddy clay, the very elements that we are made from. He drew us out of that, and he set our feet upon the rock, our Messiah. He set us on the way. He gave us the first hint and the first clue about what our purpose is. And he set us on the path. But it's up to us to embrace that purpose and move forward with determination to run that race, to win it, not to be half-hearted about it, and not keeping one foot in the world and involving ourselves in all of those things while still trying to fulfill our purpose in our Abba. It won't work. And many have tried, and many have failed, and many still continue to try. We have to decide. It's one way or the other. And I have chosen to commit myself to the purpose Yah has called me to. And that's exactly why I'm doing what I do. And I'm all in. If we do not live with purpose, his purpose, then we will never be fulfilled in this life, because his purpose is spiritual and ours must be too. Find your purpose. Understand your purpose. Grab onto your purpose. Hold on to it and run the race. Amen.
Yivarekika Yahweh, Vayishmareka, Yaer Yahweh Panavileka, Vihuneka, Yisa Yahweh Panavileka, Vyashem Laha, Shalom. Yahweh bless you and protect you. Yahweh make his face to shine upon you and be gracious to you. Yahweh turn back his face towards you and give you shalom. B'shem Yeshua HaMashiach, in the name of Yeshua the Messiah. Amen.
You have been listening to the weekly Shabbat teaching of Congregation Beit HaEmet, brought to you by HaEmet Ministries, where we encourage you to rethink, relearn, and return to the pure word and way of our Elohim. For more teaching, resources, and information about HaEmet Ministries, please visit our website at www.haemet.org. That's www.haemet.org. May our Abba bless you richly throughout this coming week and guide you into his truth. Shavua Tov.